swell of 7 to 9 feet at 15 seconds. And tonight out there, the northwest winds 15 to 25 knots, wind waves 2 to 4 feet, a west swell of 6 to 8 feet at 14 seconds, and southwest 5 feet at 15 seconds. And I've also got some current temperatures here for you. It looks like we've got Salinas at 57 degrees, 56 in Watsonville, and in Monterey it's 54. We're at 57 degrees here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSEO Studios. And for your KSEO King of the Hill traffic update, nothing to report at this time. If you see something out there, give me a call, 475-1080. The official time is 10:06 and 50 seconds on this Saturday, April 2nd. And what you've all been waiting for, the Saturday special with MZ. He's in the studio today. Let's go to the special of Saturday. Are you there?
Nikki, I'm here.
Okay, good.
How in the world are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's been a long week.
It's been a long week. Be careful what you wish for. Maybe you didn't wish for what happened the last week.
No. Dave always fills in for me, so it's the least I could do. He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's having a blast, I'm sure.
Have you talked to him?
I have not. I have not, but on Sunday I'll get the lowdown.
If I were Dave, I would be totally incommunicado.
I'm sure he doesn't want to be. I think it's a good break for him.
Totally.
He's here 24/7, huh?
I think everybody in KSCO land knows that we're talking about Dave Michaels. Oh, yeah, Dave Michaels, who is here. He never says no to an air shift. And as a result, he is probably the best-known personality on the radio station.
Yep.
Nikki, I got nothing but glowing reports from all of the people that you worked with during the last week. And so, golly, I mean, maybe you and Dave will have to become a team. I don't know, because everybody's really spoiled now. Anyhow, so we do have a special Saturday special today. And we really should begin it by doing so.
Good morning, a brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today you know on KSCO Radio.
We have the president. We have the president for you today. President Roman Reed of the Roman Reed Foundation, who's a patient advocate, and what a patient advocate Roman Reed is. Stay with us for the next couple hours, gang. You're going to be happy you did. We'll be on the air right up until 12 noon. So stay with us.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Before we get started with the program, we have this bulletin just in. Kay, from Kay's Commentary fame, is at the radio station today, 2300 Portola Drive. So if any of you have been meaning to pick up your copy of for KSCO, I'm Kay's Whirling, Book of Commentaries, and have those books inscribed and personally autographed by Kay herself, today is a good day to come on down. Once in a while, she shows up here during the Saturday special, and people can come on down to the radio station and meet Kay and get a copy of the book and have her autograph and so forth. So that'll be right up until noontime today, and you can listen to the Saturday special on your way in and on your way out and so forth. Let me introduce Roman Reed, who started a foundation a number of years ago, the Roman Reed Foundation, and it's concerned with spinal cord injury awareness. And terrible thing happened to you on September 10th, 1994, Roman. You were playing football for?
Chabot College, a junior college in California. Mm-hmm. So September 10th, 1994 was my day that will live in infamy, if you will.
Yeah.
Went from benching 430 to zero in a single second. In the fourth quarter, I went in to make another tackle. The linebacker in me wants to say it was my 15th tackle of the game. Mm-hmm. So it was having a good game and made one last tackle. And unfortunately, I had a spinal cord injury. I imploded my C5, C6 vertebrae, rendering me, for the time, quadriplegic. Didn't make sense to me that an injury, like a bruise, should be forever. So I've done everything.
Where is C4, C5?
Sure.
Is it like shoulder level? Or?
Sure. C5, C6 is basically right in the middle of your neck. And you have seven cervical vertebrae, and each cervical vertebrae, the lower you break, the more function you have. Uh-huh. So like Christopher Reeve was a C1, C2, so he unfortunately wasn't even able to breathe on his own because of C2 is what controls your diaphragm.
Right.
So the lower you are on that is it did the difference that you'll have of your paralysis.
Oh, my. So this happened in a split second.
Yes.
And were you knocked out or you were it just probably felt like a normal tackle except something snapped or what?
Sure. So it really was. It started out just like another normal play. It was the start of the fourth quarter. That was the first game of the year, and I was the first 3 weeks leading into that, not getting the practice time. There was a little rivalry between me and the coach, and when the game time comes, they want their best players. So I don't think my body was perfectly in shape for that moment. But, you know, you can't take yourself out of a game. In my mind back there, when I was immature, I wish that I would have.
Were you about 19, 20 years old?
No, I was 19.
Uh-huh.
But actually now when everything's said and done, I'm kind of glad this happened. But we'll get to all of those reasons, too.
Yeah. And so, did you tuck your head in a way that you shouldn't have? Is that
No, actually.
There's no way to have prevented what happened.
You know, some things like just happened, unfortunately. Anyway, it was a clean tackle. It just, something's happened for a reason. But I've been able to turn my worst negative into my best positive.
Well, clearly, and there's a lot to get into along those lines. But what, if you don't mind, what happened immediately? You know, upon the injury and thereafter. I mean, what went through your mind? Did you have any idea at the time of the injury that the permanent nature of it? Or?
Sure. So when I had a tackle, I was on the ground. And, you know, you get up from the pile like you've done every other play of your life. And my friend reached up and grabbed my hand and gave me assist up. And I looked at my hand and I realized that it wasn't grasping. And that seemed kind of weird, but I thought maybe a stinger. And didn't really realize. I actually sat up.
What's a stinger?
You know, when they get a hard hit and your shoulder goes a little numb and you lose a little bit of feeling in the hand.
Oh.
If you play football long enough, you get these, unfortunately. So I thought it was something along those lines. But I actually sat up, which is really ironic because that's the last time I was able to flex my stomach muscles. And then I said, you know, hold on a second. Let me lay back down and see what's going on here. And that was the last time that I sat up on my own, but I'll do it again.
I'm sure you will. So it sounds like there was no pain involved, really.
Oh, no, there definitely was. Afterward, they took a Makita drill and had to drill four holes into my head to just put in the head C-spine. And then they actually attached 25 pounds off of that to pull apart my spine. So, no, there was, I can't lie, there was a lot of pain.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that was, almost 17 years ago, 16
yes.
and a half years ago.
Yes.
How did, obviously, I mean, there can't be a more profound life-changing event that I can imagine.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, it's almost like being, you have to learn to do everything again in a much different way. So it was a huge challenge. It was weird. About 3 days after the injury, I had this really distinct decision in my mind where either I could go down the wrong path and almost justifiably, you know, maybe take painkillers or whatever, or do something about it. And for me, there was no choice.
Well, they gave you like a clear diagnosis.
Yes.
When did you get this diagnosis? How soon after the injury?
The second day, my doctor came in and he told me, you'll never move your arms, you'll never move your legs, children. And I told him, F you, get out of my room. And now I can bench press 300 pounds and I have three great children. So, and I will walk again and so many people like me.
Oh my gosh. That's great. That was great. Fantastic attitude. I mean, that's
the only thing you control. I mean, I was for sure going to be an NFL.
Did you actually say to the guy?
No, I yelled at him. F you. And I said the whole word. I don't want to swear on the radio. But yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate your honoring
sure,
no our broadcast license.
No problem. I'll get you in trouble. I appreciate that you have me here. So I kicked him out of the room and I didn't want to speak with him anymore. And, I took it on as a challenge to get myself out of the chair.
He was a neurologist or something?
Yeah, he was the chief of Kaiser. I mean, he was an expert, but to me it doesn't make sense. Why should a bruise doom you to a wheelchair the rest of your life? No, I don't accept that.
And that's all it was. It wasn't a severing of the cord. It was just a plain old bruise.
Exactly right. It's a bruise on your spinal cord. So that's unacceptable. I mean, it's hard for me, and I'm strong-willed to live in this, let alone a child or someone else. So, no, we have to find a cure.
So at that point, you really couldn't move and you're doing pretty well with your upper body. You just told me that you can bench press again. My gosh, I didn't think you were going to tell me that.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. Yeah. Well, to demonstrate how little muscle. So right before he gave me that dastardly diagnosis, he said, well, I'll show you why your triceps don't work. And I was laying down prone and had my arm. He extended my arm. He said, hold it there. And I couldn't. And it hit me in the head because my tricep wouldn't work. And I said, well, that won't happen again. I'll make sure. So I actually got about a year after the injury, I finally got my triceps back. Just nothing but hard stuff.
How? Just, I mean, more than just will. I mean, you had kinds of.
Yeah.
If the doctor himself was so sure that you weren't going to improve.
Yeah.
How can will alone do it? You must have found some other people, you know, some physical therapists and so forth.
We actually we thought it was going to be a good physical therapist, but ended up kind of being quack. But it was good. We able to do all that work in there. But no, you know, if you only use 10% of your brain, you got 90% of your brain left. Your spinal cord is very intelligent. You can just find ways around it. And mental imagery is really the most important thing. As FDR said, after you spend 2 years trying to wiggle your toe, anything else is easy by comparison. And that's what all I do. I close my eyes and go through the whole workout. And because I'd been so strong before that, my mind was still kind of under the impression that I did have that strength. And I would close my eyes and pretend I was at the gym and do the whole body workout. And after a while, I started getting flickerings back. And once you get the innervated muscles, then of course you work them and make them stronger.
And this happened within a year of...
Yeah, I probably plateaued about 3 years afterward. Yeah. But I was able to get back triceps, biceps.
You're able to shrug your shoulders probably from the even after the injury.
Yeah,
right?
That's the one thing I do at first was shrug my shoulders.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And maybe move
nothing
move,
else.
You couldn't move anything. In
no,
your
no. I get like you know that.
That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, but I mean, when you get hurt in football, you kind of get used to you're on the IR a little bit. I just thought it was. I've been wrong about how long it takes me to get out of the chair, but I've never been wrong with the fact or even doubted the fact that I will get out of this chair. It just
all right, now back in 94, 95, they weren't talking about stem cells. No. That didn't start until like after 2000, really, didn't it?
Jamie Thompson in the University of Wisconsin in 1998 was the first to isolate embryonic stem cells, but there was rumors about it before, but in 98 it really started.
All right, now your iron will to walk again, regain the use of your upper body, and obviously, that was before there was any discussion of stem cells, and what were you hanging your hat on there? I mean, just faith that there's going to be a breakthrough sometime in the future.
Definitely faith, but. In a different way, and also just the fact that we had to progress and be the agitator and make this happen. There's so many great scientists out there, and once you give them the funding, then they can do these fantastic things. I mean, Hans Kerstedt, we started. There's so many things, but to me, it just seemed intuitively incorrect that a bruise. We all get bruised. There's not a single person's world hasn't had one type of bruise or another. Why should a bruise sentence me to a life in prison inside a wheelchair? Didn't make sense. So we have to get out of it.
Okay, now I'm trying to remember when it was that it was right about the same time that Christopher Reeve became injured. Were you before him or he before you?
I was before him, but he's my hero, and he trailblazed the way. I was able and honored to be his.
So
his
it was
friend.
Like 95 when he.
He got hurt exactly 1995. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he was my great friend and hero, and he wrote a letter when I started to pass my law, and he said, one day, Roman and I will get up out of these wheelchairs and walk away from them for forever. And unfortunately, his time came before that was to pass, but I'll make sure it comes to pass for everyone else.
And he was unable to... It was a bed sore type thing that I
Well, you know what? He is such a hero that he could have prevented his own death if he would have just stopped for a while, stopped doing the advocacy and take care of him, focus on his own health. Because what happens is when you sit in a chair, he was sitting on a chair so much and he couldn't move his own body weight. So he couldn't, when you sit in your chair too long, you know, you want to shift your weight because the blood gets sore.
Right.
He couldn't do that. So he first started with a little small sore on his sacrum. And if he would have laid on his stomach for 6 months, it would have gone away. But he said, no, I have too much to do. And he kept working and working. And that got bigger and bigger. And ultimately, that decubitus ulcer shocked his heart so much that he had a heart attack and passed away because he worked himself to death. I mean, this man is a hero.
So you were injured first. He was injured about 6 to 8 months later, it sounds like.
Yes.
And did he start the advocacy, like, right away?
Yes, he really did. And
you weren't. Or maybe you were already thinking about advocacy.
Oh, yeah, we were definitely working on it. Yeah, no.
Even before he was injured?
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, for gosh sakes.
Oh, no, it's too important. I mean, we were nearly as good at it, but he showed us how to get better at it. He was an advisor to me, a friend of me, an inspiration. So I learned tons from him.
Wow. We are talking with Roman Reed of the Roman Reed Foundation. We haven't gotten to the establishment of that yet. It's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO MZ with the Saturday special. It's 22 minutes after 10 a.m. I think we'll take a commercial break. Oh, yeah. Can we do that? Sure. Now, Nikki's back there. So we can take a commercial break and come back with a lot more of the story of Roman Reed and how he's taken a really tragic situation and turned it into something really, really positive for society. So stay with us, KSCO Land. We will be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Regilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Xbox 360 repair.
Solar energy kits. Musical Tesla coil.
Video output for my home media center.
Building a new server.
Repairing a student radio station.
More RAM and a sound card.
DSL line.
Network printing, scanning, and faxing for dentists.
Replacing antivirus on 12 machines.
Wireless network for court reporter agency.
Diagnosing sound card problem.
Building a 5-kilowatt amplifier.
Ham radio antenna.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 SoCal Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
To Appetite Central California, taste over 30 extra virgin olive oils, over 20 aged balsamic vinegars, and a dozen fused olive oils from around the world 7 days a week. It's time for a taste of the true olive connection with Susan and Mike Pappas.
Taste the Bacua olive, the olive oil lover's olive oil. Green leaf aroma with strong hits of almond and fig with a delicious peppery aftertaste.
Taste the organic fig balsamic vinegar from Modena, Italy. Sweet and sour essence with a delectably balanced, full-flavored finish.
Put them together for delightful salad dressing, bread dip, or marinade. Opa!
Taste over 30 extra virgin olive oils, over 20 aged balsamic vinegars, and a dozen fused olive oils from around the world 7 days a week. at True Olive Connections Complimentary Tasting Room on Lincoln Street in downtown Santa Cruz. And by the way, you'll find the best gift ideas this side of Tuscany at the True Olive Connection.
Hi, I'm Ron from Ron and Bridget's Place. The largest and best prices of cigarettes, cigars, and roll-your-own tobaccos in the county. We've been here for 9 years. It's very important to us to keep things local, support the local economy. Come by and see us at 1114 Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz. Hours are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. till 7:30 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, we're open from 9 a.m. till 7 p.m. So stop by and see myself or Bridget, and we'll help you out with anything you need.
If you can't go to Smoke, have Smoke come to you. Smoke caters. From backyards to banquet halls. Smoke barbecue and wood-fired pizza, Aptos. Online at smoke.com. Where there's smoke, there's flavor and a party.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Okay, welcome back to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special. Special guest today, Roman Reed of the Roman Reed Foundation, injured in a tragic football act 16 and a half years ago, and took lemon and made lemonade. Started an organization, the Roman Reed Foundation, and it is promoting. Is that right, Roman? This isn't law yet.
No.
Right. The Roman Reed Spinal Cord Injury Research Act.
Well, that part is law. We're trying to bring in a different funding mechanism, and that's what we're working on. It's called AB 190.
Okay.
And what that will do is add a $3 surcharge on all moving traffic violations. The reason is, and the clear nexus is, 46% of all spinal cord injuries are because of moving traffic violations and auto accidents. So there's a clear nexus right there. And that $3, only $3, and you don't have to pay if you don't get a speeding ticket, but that'll add up to $11 million every year for spinal cord injury research and related neurological conditions.
What a great idea.
Appreciate it.
You come up with that idea?
You know what we did, Bob Wachowski, my father and myself, we thought we had to get out of a way not to take money away from the general fund, because right now, you know, it's hurting too much. So this way, no taxpayer dollars go to this money, but we can expand the research. And we've already been in business for 12 years. Every year was a $1.5 million straight appropriations measure from the state, from taxpayer money.
Mm-hmm.
But what was great about that is every dollar that we gave away, $4 in out-of-state money came into the state, 175 peer-reviewed medical breakthroughs, and most importantly to me, we actually funded the world's first human clinical trials with embryonic stem cell research, the Geron trials.
Okay, now let's get into that, but sure. Not before. There's been a little disconnect that I've allowed here, because I really sort of, we're jumping around a little bit, but so we're back in 1994, 95. You're injured. You want to do something positive with that. You get to know Christopher Reeve.
Yes.
You learn a lot from him. And when did you get the idea
sure.
to actually start a foundation?
Well, actually, the foundation happened much for longer down the road. We just really wanted to create a real steady funding source, so we actually went to the state. We actually wrote a letter to every single assemblyman and every single senator state, and one person answered the charge, John Dutra, who's our great assemblyman.
Uh-huh.
And he's termed out since, but he was fantastic. He created the Roman Reed Law that we all came together forth, and it was just a fantastic process. And we passed that, which was just a general fund obligation of $1.5 million every year. And that lasted for 12 years, but last year, the funding dried up, so that's why we came back for a new funding source with AB 190.
Ah, but when would the foundation start? You said it was...
The foundation only been alive, actually. This is only our second year.
And isn't that... Yes. Oh, I see. So,
yes.
Really?
Yeah. We're just all going, just working 100% full bore under the foundation label, but... So all of that was state money. So now we're trying to foundation make private money on top of the state money. So anything that we can do to get the funds to the researchers.
All right. The website is Roman Reed, R-O-M-A-N-R-E-E-D, Foundation, the whole word, and all one word, RomanReedFoundation.com, okay? And I strongly urge everyone who's listening, first chance you get a computer, bring up that website, RomanReedFoundation.com. It'll tell you all about, the history. It'll tell you there's a number of great videos there. You won't have to guess what Roman looks like because he pops up right with a great video right at the on the homepage here. And there's a picture of, look at you with a president here. Yeah. You know, there's President Obama towering over you here on the upper right-hand corner.
I'm honored. He was such a fantastic person.
How did you get to meet the president
here? Oh, this was fantastic. He actually had me over March 9th, 2009 when he signed the stem cell easing restriction bill, and I was a patient advocate in the White House for that day. And it was just such an honor to be there. Such a fan. And actually, kind of a funny story. Right before he comes out, there's a lady's voice on the loudspeaker and says, the president will be out in 2 minutes. There can be no pictures. I'm thinking, yeah, right. I came from California. I need pictures. Our president. I mean, I love this man. So my great friend, the great Senator Dianne Feinstein, introduces me, sitting next to me. And my tagline is, take a stand. Take a stand so one day everybody can. And I told that to the president. And I said, do you mind if I get a picture? And he's all, well, actually, he's going to tell me no, right?
Yeah.
Well, so all of a sudden I said, great, thanks. So I turn around really quick. And my mom takes a picture. And I come around. And he's all, hey. He's all, technically, you just worded me over. And I'm all, hey, technically, you didn't say no. And he was laughing, and he gave me a hug. And he was just such a great supporter. And I'm just so honored that we have a president who
so
really
that's
cares.
The actual picture?
Yes.
I'll
yes.
be darned. Yeah, because yeah, I thought you were going to tell me it was Photoshopped. But no, really. I mean, I thought so.
Yeah,
there it is. That's a great great shot at the upper right-hand corner. Yes. Now, we want, because this is and always will be and has been, an audience participation interview program. I want to invite anybody who has a question or a comment for Roman to give us a call here at 431-479-1080 is the phone number. And you can get on the air with us. If you, we're just going to continue with the interview. Anybody who wants to chip into the conversation, give us a call whenever you want, or you can email mz@ksco.com. And I will actually bring up that. I've got to do that. That reminds me. So back to our discussion with Roman Reed, who was injured in a football accident 16 and a half years ago and is working to keep the public alerted to the importance of not forgetting the importance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of continued research. And when stem cell came around, the whole stem cell idea came around. It started pretty controversial, a lot of discussion on talk radio, I think, back in the, when was it? Early?
It's been ongoing, to tell you the truth. And when you get down to it, the controversy only because people haven't been educated. So that's on us. We have to educate it because when you really know, there's not a controversy. How embryonic stem cell research works and how you get embryonic stem cells is very simple. When you go to an IVF clinic, usually they take between 8 and 10 eggs.
In vitro fertilization,
yes. Usually take between 8 and 10 eggs from the lady. Hopefully, and most of the time, they're successful in usually the first 5 tries.
Yeah.
Well, at least 3 to 5 eggs that are going to be stored for 6 months and then discarded. They're actually going to be burned as medical waste. Why can't we use something to be discarded and burned as medical waste, break it open, and take out the stem cells, and use that to help cure spinal cord injury, SMA? Have you ever heard of SMA?
No.
You're very lucky. Every 6,000 children, one is born with SMA. And this is really the worst thing possible. I'd give my cure to SMA children any day of the year and twice on Sunday.
What does it stand for?
So spinal muscular atrophy. And how it works is amino acids. You ever played Tetris? Remember Tetris?
Yeah, sure.
So when you get all the blocks in a line, then that's good.
Yeah.
They have it. That's how amino acids work. So if you have 100 units of amino acid, 100 units of amino acid, 1 unit amino acid, and 100, you only have 1 unit amino acid because you have that block. Well, there's one enzyme that they cannot process that is amino acid, and the child actually dies, melts from the inside out. And what's worse, the child is completely aware of their own impending doom because their brain is unaffected. They will die by the age of 6. That's unacceptable. So that's why these embryonic stem cells right now, we are so close to being able to cure that SMA with Emmerich Stem Cells and Dr. Hans Kierstedt. And that's what my foundation's, one of our largest donation was for. Because we just have to cure. There's so many things that spinal stem cells can touch. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, SMA, spinal cord injury. We just have to do it. And if you don't even care about the social reasons, there's one physical reason that just hits me in the face every day. Do you know that $1.65 trillion every year in the federal government goes to taking care of people like me who are long-term disability? We have to care for these people, but $1.55 trillion less than is the entire amount of corporate and personal income taxes. We are going to go bankrupt if we don't find a cure for people like me. It's the most fiscal responsibility thing you can ever do is find a cure and take those of us who are on the bankrolls, put us back to work and let us help pay. We just have to find a cure just for our fiscal safety of our own country.
That makes all the sense in the world.
Thank you.
To me, how could anybody argue with that?
I don't think
we're going to get any calls arguing, but if you want to,
please.
You'll take it on.
I'd love to, please.
479-1080 or mz at ksco.com. We're talking with Roman Reed. So back to how things happen and the order of things and so forth. So when you decided, when you first heard about stem cell research, and there was that's when the controversy has sort of been dying down since then.
Yes.
I hope that's.
It is true. It was an aha moment when we found out about stem cells, especially embryonic, because those are the gold standard. Embryonic stem cell research. So we have adult stem cells, and they try to erase them, which is IPS. They actually have the code, and they erase it, and they give a new code, and they try to put it into what's going to be a cure. But the thing is, remember like the old cassette tapes? We used to make those recorded tapes, a little love tapes to make for our girlfriends, and you keep recording over, and it was kind of a little bit worse sound quality.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
That's how adult stem cells happen. But unfortunately, when they do it and they re-record and they put the codified, they're getting cancerous tumors. So who wants to be cured of spinal cord injury and die of cancer a year later with adult stem cells? Embryonic stem cells have never been written on. They're perfectly clean. They can duplicate ad nauseum forever. They're the absolute gold standard of stem cell research.
What is the current status of stem cell research?
Sure.
Are there any people that you know of that have received? I was looking at one of the videos on your site.
Yes.
And it was several years old because it had Ed Bradley from 60 Minutes who passed on probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes, yes.
So that it didn't say when it was, but because he was there, obviously it was not a very recent. And it gives a really nice animated diagrammatic discussion of the myelin which I know is mostly cholesterol.
Exactly right. Yes.
Yeah. How the regeneration of the myelin to sort of bridge, you know, the synapses or whatever. I don't know if I'm giving this.
No, you're exactly right. So it
was very promising back then, and that's stem cell related. And so, do you know anybody who has gotten up out of a chair because?
So that's a great question. So where are we at right now? So right now we are actually in the Geron trials. A person actually by the name of TJ was injured in a car accident. He's the first person that was actually enrolled in. The only reason we can say his name publicly is because he's already came out, and so it's okay to say it publicly now. But there will be between 10 and 12 people enrolled through the Geron trials, and we already had them started.
What do you call them? What?
Geron trials. The Geron is actually let me back up. The Roman Reed Foundation gave Hans Kierstedt $92,000, and everyone told Hans no. And what Hans did with that is he turned embryonic stem cells into oligodendrocytes, which, like you said, is the myelin, the wrapping of the spinal cord injury.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of the injuries are. It's not the natural nerves aren't hurt. It's the wrapping that's hurt. So we know how to wrap it now. And that way we can conduct electricity and the synapses can fire. So in 2004, what you're alluding to, which was a great interview by Ed Bradley, we were able to, for the first time in the history of the world, take completely sever a spinal cord, put embryonic stem cells into it, and those rats walked again with no pain. And the reason why you know no pain.
Completely sever the...
Completely, which is much more than mine is.
That was the injury severed the spinal cord. Yes. I mean, they don't sever it so that it could be regrown, or do they?
In the test, we purposely severed it to make sure that it worked.
Because the person couldn't walk anyhow.
No, this is just on a rat.
Oh. Okay. whoops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little bizarre.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, the
sorry
jury will that disregard that last question. You know,
sorry about that. That's my fault.
No, no, my fault. I'm the host who asked the idiotic question.
No, no. So we've got to start in rat studies first. But now we are in human clinical trials. But like you said, that was the rat study at first. Got to start somewhere. So yeah, so and I'm not calling myself a rat. It wasn't me. It was just an actual rat and a mouse. So no, it's too important. And like you said, it takes very long. I mean, the first thing you have to do as a doctor is do no further harm.
Right.
So right now we're showing we're doing no further harm.
So don't go around cutting.
Yeah, I don't.
Spinal cords.
I don't advocate for that.
Haven't been cut.
Yeah, I don't advocate for that.
Okay. 479-1080 is the phone number to call in area 831. If you want to become part of this conversation with Roman Reed, and let's hear from Eric in Boulder Creek. Eric, you're on the air on KSCO with MZ and Roman.
Hey, Roman, really appreciate your courage and your intelligence.
Oh, thank you.
That's not just me. I know everybody is feeling it.
Oh, thank you.
I'm gonna ask you to talk about something that may seem a little like a step backwards, but for a lot of kids who play football, you seem like the utmost expert in spinal cord injuries. But what would you recommend the kids do to strengthen their neck?
Great question. Super important. And what I would do is you hear about putting your head on the right side or the left side, and, you know, just tackle with your shoulders. Don't even ever use your head. It's not worth it. But because, you know what, football is such a fluent game, you can't control every single motion. So what you have to do is you got to make your body so beyond prepared that you can get through anything. And then sometimes stuff does happen. You got real, you know, we don't want to happen, but it could. But I was just stressed doing shrugs, tons of any type of network, neck work that you can do, bridge work, anything like that. Just keep that whole cervical area. Cause if you think about your body, that's actually the weakest point. I mean, the power comes through your legs, through your hips, through your back, and has a very small area through your neck. And that's your only strong is your weakest point. So work the neck and just be super careful and tackle your shoulders.
Okay, so shrugs, bridges,
yes,
you know,
yeah. Those are the absolute best things. And you can do high pulls or power cleans. Anything you can do to get the traps working is the most important. That's a great and empowering, enabling question, so I thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, no, thank you. And good luck to you in the future, and I know you're going to have success. I know you're going to achieve everything you want to achieve. I feel it.
I appreciate it. Well, you know what? There's an actual step that you can take to help me. So Tuesday is actually going to be probably the most important day of my life. We're going to have $11 million or zero decided on Tuesday. It's in the Public Safety Committee, Chairman Amiano. It's razor thin. It could be 4-3 either way right now. That's the funding mechanism, the $3 surcharge that we spoke of. So either that can go through.
Oh, so that's going to be voted on just
Tuesday,
like in three days.
Yeah, April 5. It's huge. So anything we can do, just please call Chairman Amiano's office and say you're in support of AB 190. It's going to make a huge difference.
He's the assemblyman who came up with the idea of legalizing marijuana and taxing it.
Yeah, so you think that normally he'd be super progressive, but unfortunately he's actually kind of against this hat in hand because he doesn't like the idea of add-ons. But I know that he's such a progressive leader that I'm just praying and that we're all hoping for that he will see the point that 46% of spinal cord injuries are directly from auto accidents. So we're really going after the people who are putting us at danger. So there's a clear nexus. We have to pass this.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, I mean, I wish we would have known about this before. And if something doesn't happen then, if it's a no, that's not the end of it. I mean, you could start another.
Well, we'll have to go again next year, but we'll have no money for this entire year research. We had no money last year for research. For the first time, we gave away no money last year. And actually, so just like radio or music, if you have one hit, great. But you got to keep having hits and hits and hits.
Yeah,
and
that's
how stem cells, that's how all research works. We have this great momentum, this great start, but we have to keep going. And right now, the funding has stopped. So this is why we have to get this funding back, AB 190 on Tuesday. We just have to pass this. And we have the support of such great people, of UC, Bob Klein, of Serum, of U.S. Representative John Garamendi, Irv Weissman, Paul Berg, we have just Sherry Lansing, Steve Wesley. We have just the most California Stem Cells, Inc., Stem Cells Incorporated. We have everyone on our side who knows about this, but it doesn't matter. It's all for
naught.
There
can be no controversy with this.
You're being too rational. You're being too rational right now.
There can't be anybody out there listening who can call 479-1080 and give us a reason why this shouldn't pass. I'm gonna put it out. You know, if if you call us anyhow, call us and let us know. You know that you support it, and God, with only 3 days to go, you've been on. This is the first I've heard about. Yeah. But now I don't have time to watch a lot of radio and TV, so maybe there is, maybe it is out there quite a bit. But
It's still, and that's what's so great about what you're doing is you got the greatest message in the world. But what good is it if you don't have the vehicle to get it out? So we have to get everyone out there. So thank you so much for offering this vehicle to let everyone know about AB 190 and to please support it.
We want to thank Eric in Boulder Creek for calling, and now we're going to go to Nick in Royal Oaks. 479-1080, give us a call and become part of the program here. Nick, what's up?
Good. I had a call. In a dial-up? I'm going to take up your question, Michael. Well, morning, both of you. It's okay. so rewarding to listen to you both. You're enriching my spinal cord. Where in when your knowledge, in fact, in your care, and you know, your inside understanding. I actually had a diving accident. I dove out into the ocean. It was a little delirious, the horizon. Okay. And I didn't, well, you know, I came in on the beach, and it should have been more cute to the surroundings. Well, anyway, I'll just go over to the dividing line. I crushed vertebrae and cracked my C7.
Okay.
So I understand how it is to kind of be in a position. Sure. I'm very lucky to be around. I'm surfing. And the worst thing to me is the chemical environment. I'm very susceptible to anything, diesels and anything that can even happen deliberately. There's something in the ocean. Anyway, your question about why shouldn't it be funded? I'm taking that on.
No, why shouldn't it be on? Why shouldn't law be passed?
Because so much knowledge of coming down to embryonic state. I don't think there's people. I think the knowledge is here. I don't think there's people capable of handling this operation right now. I don't think people are in their right minds. It's chronic. I don't think it's not that they can't. I don't think they're going to find people to fund it. They're just going to throw it out. I think we got to, you know, this electric car boom is the greatest thing happening to us. I mean, we're going to have to have the chemicals off the shelf. That's the best thing to come down to emotion, to get some self-help inside yourself. Nourishment.
We're not quite sure what you're saying, Nick. Are you saying that AB, what's it called?
AB 190.
AB 190 should. A little bit late, but as far as funding somebody to keep it going, I think all the knowledge is there. It's getting somebody to actually perform the operation. We're losing those kind of people. We don't have a lot as many brain surgeons today as we did in the 60s, I swear.
So you're talking about, so you're talking about the brain drain that is actually going on right now because we don't have enough funding. And that is very true. Right now, I know of three absolute fantastic scientists right now who actually have to go to China and Panama to do their experiments because they can get the funding much, much easier there and then get the government allowance. That's
very true. Also the people are in their own core. They're more in their sanity. I mean,
We just have to have the funding. You're so right. I mean, cures come from research, and research comes from funding, black and white. We just have to have the funding, and then we'll get the cures. There's tons of great scientists who want to do the work. I work at Stanford, and I see these people every day, and their minds still are here if we can just keep the funding going to them. I mean, it took a mountain of money to get to the moon. It's going to take the same thing to get our people to walk again.
Have you come out the right of way?
I'm sorry?
Do you know about the right of way organization?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, we put tidewave.org, we put people on the ocean, and a lot of shared adventures also with
that. That's fantastic.
Get people surfing and stuff.
Good. That sounds great. That sounds great, my friend.
And they're doing that for veterans also now.
Good.
And enjoy life.
That's right.
They even have a chair on a surfboard. You just have to find the days to come out.
That's right. Oh, I'd love to. My friend Jesse Blauer of Life Rolls On does something similar, too.
Yeah,
it's such an enabling experience to get out there on the ocean.
So many people coming through that. You know,
that's
just
awesome.
One time is a big event.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can come back. You can help. Whatever.
That'd be great. Well, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, there goes Nick and Royal Oaks. And 479-1080. We've got plenty of call capacity here at KSCO on the Saturday special, where our special guest is Roman Reed, who was injured tragically quite a number of years ago, and he has taken that unfortunate occurrence and turned it into an awful lot of positive activity here. So if you want to call us again, phone number is 479-1080 or email mz@ksco.com. Okay, Nicholas Clifford sends an email. Did I just hear that right? This guy wants to make already outrageously priced citations even more expensive? Yet another tax on top of another tax, which is what all citations are? Really, I hope this fails. I'd be glad to help pay for research, but not in this way. Nick, why don't you give us a call, 479-1080. Be nice to to engage sure. in a little conversation here, and I know Roman would welcome the opportunity.
Absolutely.
To me, it sounds like a great idea.
And the great thing is, you don't have to pay it if you're not a bad driver and put people like me in danger. So if you don't want to pay it, don't drive bad.
That just makes all the sense in the world. And Nick, I do hope you'll call 479-1080 and engage in the discussion, because I did ask the question. I read your email. Yet another tax on top of another tax. How do you answer that? I mean, it is true. It sure. is true that citations yeah. are pretty outrageous.
Sure. Sure,
in fact, I think a citation might be coming my way.
Okay.
On the way to the radio station.
Unfortunately, today. I don't get any of the $3 this year. It's not in place, but next year we will. But you know what? This is exactly why we actually did a surcharge, because this way we don't touch taxpayers' money. It had been $1.5 million from the general fund for every single year up until last year, and now we're trying to find a different funding mechanism not to touch taxpayers' money. So
I think that's pretty clever.
Thank you.
I really do. Okay, now let's see. We do have another caller to 479-1080, and I want to get a lot of calls. I'm amazed that the board isn't just jammed, because I know a lot of people are listening. Let's talk to Jim in Seaside. Jim, thanks for calling 479-1080. You're on the air.
Thank you. I've got a couple of questions for Mr. Reed. A couple of years ago, did some reading about embryonic stem cell research, and I'm all for stuff that looks promising to cure illnesses and things like that. You know, we need the research. I've got a couple of questions in different directions. Number one, pharmaceutical companies are profit-driven, really, and some of the bigger ones are pretty famous research houses, I guess. If there were a huge profit to be made there, do you think that they would be doing more research in this area?
So that's a great question. And the simple answer, yes. And the fact is that we have to actually first be able to have proof in principle. The great experiments are there, and that's what the Roman Reed Law funds. We give them a very small amount of money, and that way they can have proof in principle, and then go to the bigger funding sources. So, like, case in point, Hans Kirstead, we gave him $92,000. He showed that it actually works, took it to Geron, and when Geron is all said and done, that'll be over $325 million that we started off with only $92,000. So you're totally correct. There are tons of money from the private industry that will jump in, but they have to be shown that there's actual hardcore evidence, and they want to jump in, and that's why we provide them with the hardcore evidence. So it's
along a different line there. From what I read, I see that adult stem cell research has cured gobs and gobs of different diseases, or ameliorated them anyway.
You do read that, and it says that. And if you read David Prentice, he says the spinal cord injury is cured, and I can guarantee that I'm not cured. A lot of people are going to say all these things out there because they have their own ideology or biasness. But if you look at it, no, there is not the adult cures. Adult stem cells are good for bloodborne, like leukemia. They are good at that, and 10,000 transplants have taken place at City of Hope, and they've had some very great success. So, there is some success there, but if you really want to be cured and get out of these chairs, there's only one gold standard, and that's embryonic stem cell research. I would never take any other stem cell in my own body but embryonic.
Well, I'm sure there are different definitions for cured. You know, someone makes something a little bit better, and they get cured. You know?
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, there's some gray area there. But also the Roman law, that's one of our great things, but we do so much other research. Like right now, we can actually put a skull cap, like the football players wear underneath their helmets. We have one that's so fantastic that we can put a skull cap, and with electrodes and an algorithm, we can actually read the brain waves, and a person who has no movement at all can control a mouser. And then we took that a step further, and we made this glove like Michael Jackson's old glove, the white glove. And with your own thought process, you can control and squeeze that glove, and you can have a hand control movement again for someone who has a hand.
How cool is that?
And then we can even go farther than that. Now we have an exoskeleton that you actually stand up in an exoskeleton, and with your own thought process, start walking again. So there's so many different ways that we're trying to get after it.
Oh, yeah. And the brain is an untapped source of
power. You're so right.
So it's not just for stem cells the research that the money would be used. There's all kinds of other technology.
Actually, stem cells is only about 5% of the funding that we provide, because now Prop 71 is such a great beacon of life for stem cell research that they've taken it over. We just start them and let them go to the bigger sources. But we're at 95% of our research is done on other assistive technologies.
Yeah, I have one other question there, and maybe you can clarify this if it's misinformation, that some years ago, some of the pharmaceutical houses did test or get into some research in embryonic stem cells, and they found a really high failure rate, approaching 80%, I think, and half of those failures metastasize into some type of cancer.
So, it is. It's great information. I'm so glad you brought it up. So people say that embryonic stem cells turn into cancer. Well, that's completely true. But see, that's the technicality, because we don't put embryonic stem cells into the person. We turn embryonic stem cells into oligodendrocytes. We turn them into the islet cells that make insulin. So we actually have to turn the embryonic stem cell is just a chalkboard. The actual recipe book is what makes it so great and what turns it into us to a treatment. So of course, if you put embryonic stem cells, they will make cancer, because they have no instruction. They don't know what to do.
Right.
They know to grow. But that's what all the research is. We're now codifying and telling the stem cells what to grow into. So there's a technicality. Yeah, they're cancerous if you don't give any information. We're giving the information. We're creating the recipe book right now, and they're not cancerous that way.
Well, I sure am happy you made that clear, because earlier in the conversation we were talking about adult stem cells and how they could have disease-ridden and so forth.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is, though, the embryonic ones are not disease-ridden. They are prone to create disease if not given some sort of instruction.
Exactly right. So embryonic stem cells really are just the clay, the Play-Doh, if you will. But you got to build it into what you want to build.
So people don't understand any of this stuff. And why it's so important.
Awareness.
It got past me. And if Jim hadn't called and led you down that road.
Great call, Jim. Great call.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, one other thing.
Yes.
So are you now at the stage of programming messenger DNA in its search? Is that where you're headed?
So I know something about that right now, but it's under patent. I can't really I can't tell you no. I'm not going to tell you no, but does that say something? But I can't call it that.
In my mind, that seems to be the path.
There's stellar paths, but the gold standard is embryonic stem cell research.
Appreciate the information.
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. 479-1080 is the phone number to call. Actually, if you're going to call, hold over until next hour, because we're less than 2 minutes to the top of the hour right now. On AM 1080 KSCO, the Saturday special with MZ and special guest Roman here. What do you want people to do? Go to the website first, because there's a whole lot of stuff there. You know, right?
Yes.
Okay. And and the website is actually called, once again, Roman Reed, RomanReed, and then the word foundation with no space, obviously, RomanReedFoundation.com. You can help us find a cure for paralysis. Gosh, I mean, I can't count how many times I've thought about how wonderful that would be, and it doesn't even really affect me, thank God. I mean, it doesn't affect me personally. I don't have any close personal friends that it affects, but I sure know about an awful lot of I know of an awful lot of people whose lives were just devastated.
Yeah, and you probably do know someone affected by this research, because this has huge carryover. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, SMA, ALS. There's huge carryover. Spinal bifida. I mean, you can go on.
Well, I was talking about spinal cord injury.
Yeah, but all that research all carries over.
Good point. Great point. And we're going to continue this discussion here on the Saturday special in hour number two. So, perk up and listen and learn something. And if you have something to contribute, we would certainly welcome your calls to 479-1080 or your emails to 479-1080 or mz@ksco.com. KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 11 a.m. Here's Fox News.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. In Libya, a rebel spokesman says 13 of the opposition's fighters have been killed and 7 others injured in a NATO airstrike that was actually targeting Muammar Gaddafi's forces. It happened as the rebels were poised to take over the oil port city of Brega, one of the ongoing flashpoints in the struggle to oust Gaddafi.
Heavy fighting continues here in Libya, particularly around the towns of Misrata and Brega. These are two areas that have been contested for the last 7 to 10 days, almost daily. The heavy, heavy fighting is reported from there. We continue to hear about airstrikes, coalition, and U.S. airstrikes. Now, the rebels we spoke to today said they are still confident, they are still pushing forward, but there is still little development in terms of organizing the rebels. They are still poorly equipped, poorly trained, and not particularly well-organized yet.
Fox's Connor Powell in Ajdabia, Libya. Also this weekend, the U.S. will be ending its role in the air and naval operations against Libya. NATO is now in control of patrolling the no-fly zone with British and French planes to carry out the bulk of that work. Southwest Airlines expected to cancel some 300 flights today after grounding 81 of its fleet of Boeing 737s. This following the incident last evening when one of its planes lost a piece of fuselage in the skies over Arizona.
My heart was pounding out of my chest. So it was really disorienting at first, but stayed calm, tried to help other people, looked around. I was holding the guy, the stranger next to me was holding his hand.
Shauna Redden, one of the 118 passengers on flight 812 from Phoenix to Sacramento, which had to divert to Yuma, Arizona, when a hole opened up in the cabin roof and the jet suddenly depressurized. Other passengers say at least one of the flight attendants and another passenger passed out, but there were no injuries. The FBI says it was mechanical failure, not terrorism. One of Washington's worst-kept secrets likely to be made public this coming week when, Democratic Party officials say, President Obama will file 2012 campaign papers to verify he's running for re-election. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You're in the Fox Light.
Rapunzel plots her escape in this week's Fox Light DVD release roundup. Stuck in her hair-filled tower for years, the Mandy Moore voiced damsel finds her ticket out with the town bandit, voiced by Zachary Levi, in Disney's Tangled. Also featuring Donna Murphy, Ron Perlman, and Brad Garrett. Natalie Portman won the Best Actress Oscar for her role as a ballerina shooting for the top in Black Swan. Her favored status is abruptly halted by the conniving Mila Kunis and the wicked games begin. Naomi Watts is real-life undercover CIA agent Valerie Plame, whose status gets leaked after husband Joe Wilson, played by Sean Penn, penned an article challenging the basis for our war in Iraq in fair game. And check out the Fox Light blog and podcast at foxnewsradio.com for this week's Blu-ray and TV on DVD. In New York, Rob Moorer, Fox News Talk.
The Fox Light.
Keep listening for more Focus from the Fox Light on Fox News Talk.
Bad news at Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant, which has been spewing radioactivity since the March 11th earthquake and tsunami.
There is a 9-inch crack in a capture pool at reactor number 2 that has been discovered, and that is now, they have found, leaking highly radioactive water directly into the sea. There have been suspicions of it for the past 2 weeks. Now it's finally confirmed. What's actually causing it? Well, we've had hundreds of tons of water being poured on reactor number 2 as well as 1, 3 and 4 to try and cool those overheating fuel rods. A lot of it's evaporating because those rods have got so hot it's turning into steam, but there's an immense amount of runoff as well, and it appears that this water that's been collecting in this maintenance pool is now seeping through that crack.
Fox's Dominic DiNatale in Osaka, Japan. More than 165,000 people from the disaster zone still living in shelters. A second day of deadly violence in Afghanistan, where Muslims have been incensed over the burning of a Koran at a Florida church 2 weeks ago. A riot in Kandahar today, leaving 9 of the demonstrators dead. A dozen people killed yesterday, including 7 United Nations workers. Well, you probably heard that under the new health care law, restaurants and other food-selling entities are going to have to start posting the number of calories in the things they sell. However, there are several places that are left out.
Let's all go to the lobby.
The movies are a place to get away from it all, just like the snack stand can get away from proposed federal rules requiring eateries to post the calorie count. Cinema chains are exempt, theater operators had lobbied against it, and the movie house is not the only exception. The law also would not apply to bowling alleys, carnivals, airplanes, places where the primary purpose is not the sale of food. Also exempt is booze. Bars and even restaurants don't have to put calorie labels on beer, wine, and other alcoholic beverages. Bill Vitka, Fox News Radio.
And look out, Charlie Sheen has unleashed his so-called Torpedo of Truth tour of 20 public appearances. It begins tonight in Detroit, a 90-minute show. Remains to be seen if he can keep an audience entertained that long. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. I've got your forecast here. Mostly cloudy today. High of 65, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's going to be partly cloudy. Low of 43, north-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tomorrow, mostly sunny. High of 67, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Out there on the Monterey Bay, there's a small craft advisory in effect through late tonight. The northwest winds 15 to 25 knots, wind waves 3 to 4 feet, west swell 7 to 9 feet at 15 seconds with patchy fog out there. And tonight, north winds 15 to 25 knots, wind waves 2 to 4 feet, west swell 6 to 8 feet at 14 seconds, and southwest 5 feet at 15 seconds. Tomorrow, northwest winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 3 feet, west swell 6 to 8 feet at 12 seconds, and southwest 2 to 4 feet at 15 seconds. Got some current temperatures here for you. We've got Monterey at 54 degrees. It's 57 in Salinas, 56 in Watsonville. We're at 56 as well here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSEO Studios. The official time is 11:06 and 37 seconds on this Saturday, April 2nd. And for your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, I have nothing major to report at this time. If you see something out there, you can give me a call, 475-1080. And up next, we've got the Saturday special, second hour. Here he is, Michael Zwirling.
Oh, that's my cue.
Kinda.
Okay. All right. Well,
there you
let's
go.
See. You gotta,
okay.
Yeah. Welcome to hour number two. No, I don't do that before we do it officially with the jingle, with that sexy broad, you know, from 1950-something.
Yep.
Yeah,
she
I keep thinking, do you think, I've asked this before of our listeners, do you think this woman is still alive? And
when did she record it?
Well, it was in the early 50s, because when I was a tiny youngster, you know, listening to KSCO only because it was the only local radio station.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't listening to it because I cared for the program. And you had Montavani music. It was, you know, old people retirement stuff, you know, that young kids didn't listen to.
Yeah.
But I thought that jingle was very misplaced, even when I was a young kid, because I said, that jingle with a sexy voice woman does not belong on an old fuddy-duddy music radio station.
Yeah.
But I was happy that it was there.
Yeah. It's,
you know, and we've always used it as our official opening to hour number two of the Saturday special. By the way, do we have any commercials we didn't run last hour?
Nope, we're good.
Oh my God. We need more commercials.
We got a whole set.
We need more commercials and every business needs more business coming into the business. And there isn't any better way to get business coming into your business than advertising on KSCO, your favorite radio station with a heart and soul and personality. Like no other radio station left. And we have a huge audience. You know how I know? I'm only on for like, I don't know, what, 2 hours, right? The Saturday special. I'm not on. I was on 2 more hours this week because I filled in for Corey, you know, on yesterday, I guess it was. But I'm not out and about very much. But when I am out and about, frequently people perk up when they hear me and they say, you've got to be MZ from KSCO. And does that happen to you? I'll bet it happens to you too, but Nikki, right?
It has happened to me.
Uh-huh. It happens to my mom all the time. She said, you've got to be K.
Yeah.
And with so many people, with so many people recognizing our voices, that's got to mean that we have a ton of people listening to the radio station. So use your head. It makes sense that if you have a huge audience, which we do, I'm not bragging, it's no brag, just fact. If you have a huge audience, we have a huge audience to hear your message if you're a business owner, okay? And you'd be surprised how, I mean, it's embarrassingly inexpensive to advertise on AM 1080 KSCO. So give Michael Olson a call or, you know, send an email to me, mz@kso.com. Talk to Rosie, talk to anybody here. Just call the radio station and inquire about advertising because it is the best value and it is the most effective advertising. If you don't, if I would be very, very surprised if anybody who owns a business would run a set of ads on KSCO, well, not just one or two ads. I mean, you buy a set of them, you know. You do it for, you know, do it a few times a day for a week or two or something like that and not experience a noticeable increase in business. I'm going to have to eat something publicly with the video cameras turned on. Okay? So, all right, let's go to, let's go back to where we should be here. We need to officially start hour number two with that sexy voice woman. And I want to find out if there's anybody out there. You know, technology is amazing. We could use Google searches and people searches and stuff like that. How would we go about finding out whether this woman is still alive and where she lives and what she looks like and if she'll do a 2011 updated version, a 50-year subsequent she is alive version of this jingle? No brag, just fact. We do have the inside track. All right, welcome to hour number two of Saturday special. We're going to be on right up until noontime, so stay with us.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio.
I believe you have the commentary, or do I? Oh, I have it. I have it. Okay, there's a brand new K's commentary, which is really what's that word? You know, a reprise, not a reprise. Help me out here, Nikki. Help me out.
Replay?
Yeah, it's a replay. No, it's an encore.
Encore.
Presentation.
See, you'd get it eventually.
See, I'm not as stupid as I.
Nope.
Used to be, or you know, stupid as I look, that's what it is.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This commentary is in my new book, Inction, United States of America. A fool and his money are easily parted. That was an expression I used often when my children were growing up and sometimes made foolish expenditures using their own money. On a related object, it was a creative idea cooked up by credit card issuers who saw a unique way to make more money. Even they did not realize the enormity of their potential windfall. The pot involved them, retail businesses, and the general public. It was a win-win situation for all involved. For the participating public, it was a no-brainer because for the first time, people could make purchases without paying up front. For retailers, it was worth up to 3% cost to get their money up front. Except for the always valuable and appreciated real estate mortgages and automobile loans, this scheme was new and exciting. For over 50 years now, public credit cards have become a way of life, and in retrospect, one could believe it was liberating and good that the ordinary consumer, lacking big savings, no longer had to wait to acquire things they wanted. Impulse buying, especially of big items, became easy. But there was and is a dark side to the buy now, pay later idea. That little plastic card had the potential to seduce one into acquiring luxuries one might otherwise have done without or waited until one had the cash first. That same little plastic monster has made debtors out of people who suddenly find they cannot ever seem to pay their monthly bills. And this is where they get sucked into monetary quicksand for all the nebulous pleasures of acquiring more stuff. It's called instant gratification. So often we let stuff own us. The most dangerous time of the year is the Christmas season, when countless otherwise restrained people experience an irrational exuberance and overextend themselves. They foolishly purchase much too much, then take months enslaved by outrageous interest rates, sometimes upwards of 25% on the unpaid balances, and these rates are imposed by the credit card issuers. Some people do not ever get out from under. Now for some motherly advice. For starters, our lawmakers should put reasonable ceilings on credit card interest rates, but that will not easily happen. Nothing will change until people stop overcharging on their credit cards and pay up their dangling balances once and for all. If that's not possible, then it's better to say thanks but no thanks to credit cards and live within your means on a cash basis. You will then experience an indescribable peace of mind by not being in debt. It is really worth it. For KSCO, this is Kay's Grove.
Now, who can argue with that? No one with any intelligence can argue with that. Now, and there is so much wisdom there in my mama's brains and in her book, too. Great opportunity for you to come and buy the book. And Kay is here today right up until 12 noon, another 45 minutes or so. So come on down to the radio station if you want to buy Kay's commentary book and have it signed by Kay herself. Yes, sir. Okay, welcome to hour number two of the Saturday special, a continuation of hour number one of the Saturday special. Roman Reed Foundation is the website we want you all to go to. Roman, R-O-M-A-N, Reed, R-E-E-D, Foundation. You know how to spell that. Roman Reed Foundation, put all the words together, .com. Hey, how come it's not an org? Most of these things are orgs.
Yes, that's a good question. When I kind of say that, I was thinking about that myself. I'll have to talk to my IT guy.
Grab them both.
Sounds good.
We must have.
Yeah.
Did you have the other one?
No, but you know what? That's a great question. I think Big Daddy and me in the future are going to be talking. So, yeah. Sounds
right.
A good idea.
Roman Reed Foundation. And let's see. There is a phone number here somewhere because we're talking about something that is really time sensitive right now. It turns out that this Tuesday coming up, April, what is it?
5th, yes.
Yeah, April 5th, they're going to be voting in the State Assembly?
Yeah, actually, it'll be the Public Safety Committee chaired by Tom Amiano, and it's going to be a razor thin, 4-3 in one or the other. That would really love to get everyone's support for AB 190.
I want to put that out to the audience. Obviously, one person in the audience did not think that that's a really good idea, really mm-hmm. nice. And the idea specifically is to charge a $3 surcharge on all moving violations,
yes.
Not
yes.
parking.
Yes,
moving.
No, not parking.
Yeah, but moving violations.
Yes.
And the to raise funds.
Yes, exactly.
In the
right.
State of California for the foundation.
Well, it will go into the. What's great about it is UC Irvine has the Christopher Reeve UC Irvine Center, which really
Reeve, yeah.
is just, again, going back to our great hero, completely set up for this type of research. So the money goes into a general fund there. Scientists make grant proposals, and we have the top scientists actually judge each one of these and give them a number ranking, and we only fund the highest experiments that they can give us the best chance.
Okay, and so the idea is to create a fund, yes, and $3 on every on every citation that's issued,
yes,
can certainly do that. And the rationale behind that is that people who drive unsafely, yes, and who get traffic citations, moving violations, are responsible, yeah,
exactly,
for
right,
injuring people.
You're exactly
in many
right,
cases permanently. Yes.
46% of all people with spinal cord injuries are because of traffic accidents, and that number goes up to 53%,
yeah,
when you talk about the children. Children with spinal cord injuries are hurt in traffic accidents.
I want people to call in and weigh in on that, on that idea, whether you support it or whether you are against it. As one gentleman who emailed us earlier was, again, that idea, because he says there's already too many taxes and so forth that are baked into citations. And I know, I believe that is a true statement also.
Sure.
I recently went to, and I told our audience about this last August. I was given a citation for not having a seatbelt on. But I wasn't the driver of the car. I was a passenger in the car. And it blew me away that I got a citation,
sure,
for that. And I contested it, and they knocked the fine down. But if they hadn't knocked the fine down, it would have been like $158. The actual, you know, infraction was like $30. But there were a bunch of taxes and everything that added,
sure,
another $120. So the gentleman who called, emailed in earlier, I guess that was, yeah, Nick Clifford, who was very concerned, says, yet another tax on top of another tax, which all citations are, really? I hope this fails. So that's a pretty interesting, you know, topic here for discussion. So if you want to give us a call at 479-1080, I want to load up the phone lines, because we're used to loading up the phone lines here, yeah, on the Saturday special, and probably already half loaded up right now. So give us a call and let us know if you think that's a good idea, which I do.
Thank you.
Or if you don't think it's a good idea, and let's have a nice civil discussion about it right here on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. So let's go back to the phone lines now. Michael in Santa Cruz. Oh, you want to talk about Kay's commentary? What's going on, Michael?
Hey, Michael. I think that was the most awesome commentary. You know, I think it is awesome because of the reality. I'm living that reality. You know, and the strange part is that the companies have studied the psychological profile of females, and I can't get a credit card, but my wife gets tons of credit cards, you know, and then they get tempted and they use them, and guess what? I'm liable for that too.
You can't get a credit card, your wife can, but you're liable.
Exactly.
What's wrong with this picture?
Isn't that amazing? But anyway, I'm having some difficulties myself right now because of that. And serious difficulties, you know, to pay for things that my wife incur, and at the same time, what am I going to do? Sue my wife? You know, it is unbelievable the psychological profile how they use, you know, the what your mother explained, you know, the desire when you have the plastic car in your hand, you know, in this case, they know that women are going to use it freely more than men, I think. You know, so anyway. It was awesome commentary, you know.
So, yeah, sometimes women are less able to hold their spending habits.
Yeah. But, again, I'm not criticizing the fact that women have that desire, because men, we do too. But I'm saying that...
But you shouldn't be you shouldn't have to be responsible, especially... And are you sure you're right there, Michael? I mean, are you sure that you can't get a credit card... if you can't get a credit card, how could obviously you're not going to be responsible for your own credit card because you don't have one. How could you be responsible for your wife's credit card? I don't get it.
That's amazing, you know. And the amazing part is that one of the creditors came after me, you know, with a lawsuit, and I said, but I never knew that I had this car, you know. And so then I realized, I'm in a situation of a family affair. And they know it.
Yeah,
you know,
that marriage certificate, you know, marriage license is valid, and I guess that's what puts you into a new category. I guess that's all it could be, right?
So. Yeah, that's the leverage for the companies to collect.
Okay.
Even the, yeah.
Moral of the story, don't get married or get divorced. Get a new wife who doesn't spend a lot of money. through all that.
Okay,
thanks for calling. 479-1080 is the phone number to call. We'd love to hear from you. And we have a great guest in the studio here. In fact, I'm going to read an email because he impressed somebody here. Robert in Santa Cruz, you're up next on the Saturday special. You're on the air with Roman and MZ.
Hello?
Hey, you're on.
Hey, I was wondering, have you ever heard about the stem cell research that happened back where they were talking about pulling it from umbilical cord?
Sure, yes. Actually, there was some promise on that, and that was a way to really not have any controversy because everyone has to go through that. But it turns out that really the efficiency and proficiency is really kind of lacking, and I wouldn't take it my own self, and I really don't think it's going to be too great. But I do like, for one simple fact, that it's great for your own children to have it because it could be a possible cure for leukemia because you already have your blood marrow. So it's there's one way that is good, but no, for spinal cord injury, no.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because, I mean, they really made a big deal about it at first, and then they didn't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, at first it's a great idea because you're going to have no controversy, but when the science started coming out, yeah, it's dying off for a reason because the science isn't there.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends that had spinal cord injuries. I had one myself.
Oh, really?
I had my L4 and L5 are in opposite directions, like 14 millimeters.
Wow.
I got
so how is that manifested, Robert? What can you do? What can't you do?
Well, I mean, it turned out that I got partially paralyzed by my left leg, and then basically something really weird happened, but none of the doctors really wanted to talk about treatment. In fact, all of them wanted to use my x-rays just to teach their classes. I swear to God, it was really weird.
Why don't they want to treat you? Didn't you have enough medical insurance or what?
I'm telling you, if you see this x-ray, you're going to they just didn't want it. I mean, it would take about 15 seconds because he would take my x-rays and I'd sit there and I'd go, it's going to happen any minute. And you'd hear him go, oh, my God.
Been there, done that.
Running back into yep. Are you okay? It's like, no, why am I here? Why would I be okay if I'm here?
Exactly. You know?
And it just got to be a circus to where it's like none of these people had any answers at all, me whatsoever. And so
are you in a chair? Do you use a cane? What's your situation?
No, I turned to Dr. Wallace, man. I'm walking fine.
Good. That's great for you.
Oh, wow.
So basically, you know, you can do it. It's like, you know, you said you got to have some sort of belief in you. Yeah. I know another guy who was a quad who basically had, who was, you know, who couldn't do anything. Yeah. And then basically we went to the hospital to go see him every day, and he started with a Bic lighter. Yeah. And that's how he ended up getting the movement back in all in his arms, and he had a limp after it was all over with. But for going from completely stiff from neck, you know, on down to walking with a limp and actually he ran a tractor company.
Oh, that's fantastic. Like you know, every spinal cord injury is totally different, so each person. So it's great to hear these. So I appreciate you calling up, too. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you, too, as well. Thank you.
Okay, right, thank you, Robert, in Santa Cruz. Here's our good friend Richard N. Watsonville.
Hey, thank you, Michael.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good program here. I'm also an SCI patient, but I don't think we should be laying this on the on the drivers of cars, and I think I'd actually be careful about all these car accidents and spinal cord injuries because, you know, I mean, you look at football, you look at soccer, you look at boxing, you look at war, it's directed towards spinal cord injuries. And I think that's where we need to go for more revenue than you'll ever make off of charging the DMV. This thing with the tickets, this doesn't make any sense.
Well, right now there is not the funding out there, so we have to find a way to sensibly...
No, you go after the football. Hey, these football guys are millionaires and billionaires, man, the guys that own them.
Wait a minute, Richard, are you talking about selective taxation?
Not only selective, I mean directed right towards spinal cord injury-related sports and activities.
Yeah, it would be in theory that would be great, but it's
well,
really not going to happen.
Well, Special Olympics, man.
Yeah, love the Special Olympics. Those
are fantastic. Even those guys should be banned.
Banned?
Even those guys should be paying us.
The Special Olympics?
Yeah, the people
are heroes. I mean, we need to support those people.
Of course, they're the heroes, but I'm saying that they have these Olympics where they make all this money.
Well, Special Olympics.
And a portion of that money should go towards this, is what I'm saying, well, as boxing, as well as soccer, as well as football. Well, you know, sports where they're complaining about concussions.
Well, when the number one source of spinal cord injury is auto accidents, there's clear nexus, and 53% of the children of spinal cord injury are from auto accidents.
Wait a minute. A boxing match is multi-million dollars right now. And my object in that ring, I guess, if I'm a boxer, is to tear that other guy's head off of the spine, right?
Well, I'd like to knock out spinal cord injury paralysis, too, so I'll stick with that.
You know, those guys pay $500 tickets. They could afford another $30 a ticket. Come on, man. It should be in Las Vegas. It should be mandatory.
Interesting idea.
All right, thank you so much.
All lines are open now. 479-1080. If you want to weigh in on that idea here about what I think is a pretty nifty idea about $3 surcharge on moving violations only, okay, to help fund spinal cord injury research. Give us a call 479-1080 or send us an email mz@ksco.com. And don't forget to check out the website, RomanReedFoundation.com. Roman, R-O-M-A-N, Reed, R-E-E-D, Foundation.com. Great website. You can help us find a cure for paralysis. Looks like we got another call coming in here, and we want more and more calls. 479-1080. I want to max out the because this is a fascinating subject. Richard brought up, I don't know how you would do what he was suggesting, you know, interesting thought here, but I don't see how it's doable, how it's achievable. All right. Well, I guess we can go back to the phone line. I was going to read an email here, but we'll get back to that. 479-1080 is give us a call, or mz@ksco.com is the email address. Steve in Felton, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm just going to, disagree with one aspect of that funding. I'm not for stealth research, but I don't want to get into that. That gets too convoluted. The funding for it, I don't like how it is done. When the funding is done as a penalty, why don't they do? Why isn't it approached as you get off your California state income tax or something? So it is actually a reward for people and give them an incentive to give as much as they want to give. There might be a lot of people that are not terrible drivers that would like to contribute. Give them an incentive to contribute to this cause.
So you're not suggesting this, what's your AB?
AB 190.
AB 190 exclusively. That's just an idea.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is really the way to get the most money, but you're totally right. We love to have private donations, and that's one of the great reasons we set up our foundation, to be able to capture the private money, because there is a ton of money in private. But it is not, right now, has not been enough to get all the research going. The scientists want to know that every single year they can have a legitimate and reliable funding source. And this
I guess that's part of the thing, too. I mean, you give somebody a grant, they're just going to keep on researching.
Well, no. Actually, so that's what's really kind of unique about the Roman Reed Sponsored Injury Research Act. We give them measurable outcomes that they have to attain, or they don't get any more funding. And they also have, and once you take our money, you're entered into the scientific consortium, where every single year you have to come back and, in front of all the your participating peers, give an update. And then that actually was been able to spawn a lot of new ideas and everyone around a round table talking about this. So you have to have measurable outcomes. We will not continue to give you money if you don't come through. So I understand your point, and that's why we put safeguards in there for that, because that is a great point.
Yeah, I guess I'm just saying, you know, that and no disparaging remarks against Mary Tyler Moore, mm-hmm. but, you know, if she lived another 100 years, she'd still be doing the same commercial for diabetes. And I'm not against that whole thing, but it's just more money. And it just seems to be a bottomless pit. It's kind of like asking Edison to invent the light bulb, and he has to show you the progress he's made. I don't think funding necessarily guarantees a cure.
No, it doesn't guarantee. It does not guarantee a cure at all. But if you don't give it funding, you guarantee you will not have a cure. Cures come from research, and research only comes from funding. I mean, that's a dead truth.
Yeah, I guess the other part is, and it's obviously you get locked into these things. I hate to see the government handling any money that could go directly to the cause. I mean, the overhead, the administration.
You're exactly right. So the overhead and administration costs we don't have because we were able to all piggyback on the Christopher of UC Irvine Center, which is so uniquely set up and the really a world leader in that way. And what's really great about that is we established a Roman core laboratory. So any great qualified scientist can come and use our equipment, use the things that we already have and not have to pay for that. So anything we can do to cut down redundant costs, we have to do. So I totally agree with about your idea about having to minimize administrative costs, because why do we want to spend money on that? We want to spend it on the cure. So we've really been really aware of that and done everything we can to minimize that. That is a good point.
I mean, because you are involved with the government somehow and something to even get these laws passed.
Absolutely. It's the entire government process. You're right.
They've got some say on where that money goes, and I think they probably have a little more.
Well, no, actually, no. So they don't have any say once the money is into the general fund. Only the qualified NIH-approved scientists do. The scientists are all come together, and they each independently evaluate the experiment, give it a national score, put them all together, and we only fund the best science. So really, the government has zero input on which science that we're going to fund, because they don't know. They're not scientists. You got to have people who are actually boots on the ground, and this is what they do. And we actually have the best people grading these. I mean, the world's best.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much for your thoughtful call.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Thanks for your call. That opens up the line at 479-1080. 479-1080 in area 831 if you want to become part of the program. Here's John at the Summit. John, welcome to KSCO with Roman and MZ.
Yeah, Roman, you said the magic word that always twists whatever government gets into, and you said that the money goes into the general fund. And even...
Well, you know what? Let me clarify. You're exactly right. I don't want to say it's a general fund for our California legislature. It's a general fund, the Roman Reed General Fund inside UC Irvine. So only scientists who are approved can actually tap into that. It's not a government general fund. It's only a general fund at the UC Irvine, Christopher Reeve UC Irvine Center.
Okay, that clears. Thank you for clarifying.
No, I appreciate it because I didn't explain that properly, so thank you.
And the other thing is, who sits on a board that determines where the money will go?
That's a fantastic question.
What kind of politicians?
No, zero. We're not. We exactly made sure that no politicians are allowed to be on that. You only can be on it if you're a qualified scientist, and we're only the best of the best scientists there, because the politicians do not know about the scientific research. We got to put in people who know about it.
I understand that, Roman, but I understand the board will be made up of scientists.
Yes.
But how is the board picked? You know.
Oh, that's a great question.
RTC. What?
Sure. No, I had exactly a great question. So actually, again, we want to make sure we didn't want this to be, you know, a backroom smoke filled thing. This is not at all. We want perfect transparency. So Oz Stewart, who is the head of the Christopher Reeve UC Irvine Center, is the one in charge of the vote. And he only brings in the best scientists, and we make sure that we don't let politics or backhand any of that get in there, because that's going to hurt science. We want to propel science, and we don't care about friendships or that's not what helps science. So we only have the people who are the qualified, and we're talking Hans Kirstein, Oswald Stewart. These are the best scientists in the world.
Great. Most of these are the funding type of things get twisted, because sure. The people on the board selecting those scientists who get the funding will tend to lean towards whatever wacko or liberal or progressive, and the good funding, the good science gets put by the wayside.
Hey, you raise a great point, that's why we have to make sure that we don't let that happen. So we don't let politics. Exactly. The guy who I trust the most, who's in charge of Christopher Reeve UC Irvine Center, is in charge of the board. I mean, he is the foremost expert. So we put it in the expert's hands and keep it as absolutely away from the politicians' hands who don't know about the science.
Well, what you ought to do is go back to Omiyando and now, just so we have a balance in everything, why deduct $3 out of the state? state general fund that the normal traffic ticket will go into.
The
so
only
we'll have a neutral income that they always like to throw in your face.
Yeah. So, well, you know, it gets back to the administrative costs. I'm laughing because it's true. That's sad.
Yeah.
But you know what? So the thing is that if we do that way, we're going to triple the cost of it because you can go through administrative costs of the government. So this way we can pull it apart and put it who knows the best, who actually boots on the ground at Christopher UC Irvine Center. That way we can take away the administrative costs because they're already doing great science. So this way we can just enable and enhance what's already there and stop having to reinvent the wheel and pay administrative costs. We want to keep all the costs down to go to research. Your point is very well taken.
Well, I'm being a bit facetious because it'll probably never happen. What I'm saying is tell Amiano, okay, fine, we want this autonomous group to make things fair like you guys always try to do and help the public out who gets speeding tickets or moving violations for a seatbelt infraction nonsense. Let's take off $3 that would normally go into the general fund of the state, and then we'll replace it with $3
goes directly to our funding. Sure. So
it won't happen, but you know why that won't?
Because if you take $3 out of the general fund, it's going to cost about $6 because you have to go through all the process and administrative funding. So why make it twice as expensive when you can go through the experts who are the scientists and use it that way and not have to repay it?
Yeah, okay. He missed some point, but I'm being facetious and just to throw it back at him.
I appreciate it. No, I appreciate it. It's all important, so thank you for calling.
Okay, John at the summit, thank you. Open lines at 479-1080. It's the Saturday special, hour number two thereof. Nikki, the pilot in command, informs me that it is high time for a commercial break, so stay with us. Good. Yeah, keep calling 479-1080. We'd love to take some more phone calls before the end of the program. And don't forget, we got 20 minutes more for you to come on down to the radio station, pick up your copy of Kay's commentary book, and get it signed by Kay herself. 2300 Portola Drive is where we are at KSCO, and we'd love to see you. Okay, take it away, Nikki.
Do you know the fastest way to lift your spirits? Light a candle, add a little warmth and beauty to your home or office. A candle is a candle is a candle, right? Nope. There's paraffin, there's soy, and now something new. Gourmet candles made by Longevity's new partner, Isola Luce, with 100% pure palm oil. Palm wax is denser than soy, so it burns longer. Isola Luce candles do not use dyes or wicks with lead. They're made with cotton wicks and natural oils, so they burn cleaner. These candles are so fragrant, you don't even have to light them. I like exotic flower scents like Maui plumeria and freesia with tuberose. You might prefer ocean breeze, pineapple and vanilla sugar, or one of many other choices. These are classy candles you'll be proud to show off or give as gifts. Each candle comes nestled in a satiny box. Call us now, toll-free, 888-245-0300. That's 888-245-0300.
Hi, NBA forward Kevin Durant from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have more energy to do the things you like to do.
And that's a slam dunk.
Whether you like to shoot hoops like me, skateboard, ride a bike,
or dance on your roof, just move it your way.
For an hour a day. Because moving every day puts you on the offense towards a stronger you.
And that makes you part of a winning team.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Bugs.
You'll be a player.
Be a player.
Get up, play, and move it your way. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
You said it at www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear it one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going to Santa Cruz Electronics, where they get all the electronic information and equipment they need to fix electronic gear themselves and save money. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are fixing themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Solar energy kits for school science project.
Musical Tesla coil.
Video output for my home media center.
Building a new server for doctor's office.
Repairing a student radio station.
More RAM and a sound card.
DSL line.
Network printing, scanning, and faxing for dentists.
Wireless network for court reporter agency.
Diagnosing sound card problem.
Ham radio antenna.
If electricity flows through it, you can probably
probably fix it yourself and save a lot of money with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted Best Electronics Store 2 years running, call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444. That's 479-5444. Or visit at 2808 Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz. Fix it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Welcome to Automated Computer Services, America's most drawn-out tech support line.
For our hours of operation, press 2. To speak with a customer service representative, press 3. To leave a message about how frustrated you are, press 4. Hello. You've reached our complaint department. If you'd like to leave a complaint, press the star key. For verbal complaints, press 1. For threats, press 2. If you plan to use explosives, press 3. I'm sorry. The mailbox for our explosive threat department is currently full.
Tired of unfriendly computer support? Hi, I'm Peter from User Friendly Computing. Visit us today at 505 River Street on the way to downtown Santa Cruz, across from Gateway Plaza. Don't know what's wrong with your computer, but want us to check it out? Mention KSCO and get a free 50 diagnostic. Call us today at 423-9653. That's your friendly computer experts at 423-9653. User Friendly Computing.
Something happening here, what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Now let it play, Nikki. It's great, great music here, Zaline. Okay, MZ and Roman, love this guy's courage and attitude. Government intervention always aborts the original intent. Unions, sweatshop, and child labor abuse now, big unions with a huge amount of suits shining their pants, sitting on their butts collecting the rank and file union dues. Clean air, i.e. EPA. Great in the beginning, stopping corporations from dumping bad things into our water. Now the EPA tells us that we are destroying the earth by breathing. Planned Parenthood, great in the beginning to protect against rape and incest. Now production surgery teams using abortions for birth control and people who are unaccountable to their own life issues here. Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, lottery. Amtrak, should I go on? All great ideas turned into disaster because of the lazy infiltrators that take advantage and positions of power in now our corrupt government. Roman, get these great politicians that you talk about that back this bill to put a seal on it, which will keep anyone from amending it on the consent agenda, i.e. behind our backs. Just like the original good intentions, i.e. bills for funding, have been at the mercy of lobbyists with great ideas to up the production of death to supply the stem cells for research. Be blessed, power to prosper. That's from Rick Bowen.
Thank you.
Did you like Rick's?
I appreciate him writing in. As I like the part where I had a good attitude. So, but no, you're right. And the cap part is important. It will not. It cannot go over $3. So it is capped already. So point taken.
If you want to call us, phone number is 479-1080 in area 831. And, we got Ron and Carmel and Pat and Salinas. Here's Ron on the radio. Ron, welcome to KSCO. You're on.
Good morning. Thank you for the call.
We thank you for the call.
Oh, okay. I believe your intentions are honorable on this $3 charge. And I just want to say down here in Monterey County, they projected that the county is going to be in a deficit amounting to about $125 million over the next 3 years. And in reading your bill, the last part, or at least subsection C, says, prior to the transfer of funds to the Spinal Cord Injury Research Fund, the county treasurer may withhold a sufficient amount of money necessary to reimburse the county and the courts for their actual, reasonable, and necessary costs associated with administering this section. So my question to you is, out of that $3, how much do you think you'll be able to squeeze past the counties?
That's a great question. So we've been really trying to meet adamant about that. And we think that that number that we might have to give away will, it will literally be less than 5 cents per $3. So we really done everything to minimize that, because that's a great concern. Why do we want to raise all this money and pay for administrative costs?
Well,
so we've done everything to do to minimize that, and that is very important.
Yeah, I'm afraid that the county might consider something reasonable that you and I would not consider reasonable, try to squeeze more dollars out of
it. No, you're exactly right. So we've been really behind the scenes working on that huge, and we came to a really good consensus that we're going to limit it it's still to be determined, but it's going to be 5 cents or less for the $3. But it must be limited, because we don't want to be raising money and not having it go towards research, because that's what's going to ultimately get us out of these chairs. And I'm sick of being in this wheelchair, so trust me, I'm going to do everything possible to make sure.
But nothing in the bill says it's limited to the 5 cents.
No. It won't be limited. No, it has not been. We're talking all behind the scenes, because every one of these bills, and it goes through the state, has some type of either a rider, has some type of thing that could go wrong. So we have to minimize this. So that's why tons of work has been gone through to minimize this. And you cannot legislate according to the assessor. I mean, you can't tell him how much he's allowed to, because we don't know what will happen. So we've done everything we can to keep the money. That's why I keep the money in the general fund at the UC Irvine Center, because once it gets there, then they can't touch it.
Well, so, I agree that there will be a tug of war.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. On everything there is.
And I agree that your intentions are good.
Yeah, well, but remember, there's also been 12 years of credit history, and we've never gone over, for every dollar, we've never even gone over one penny in administrative costs. It's been less than a penny.
You're not the enemy. It's the county.
No, I appreciate that. But, you know, we have to be an open-eyed, and we got to make sure that we keep the funding for the research. So I'm on your side. I'm going to make sure that money has to go to research. I mean, lives are at stake, and it's too important.
So yeah, I agree.
That's a great question.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron and Carmel. 11:51, 9 minutes remain on this program. So if you want to talk to Roman, give us a call now, 479-1080. In area 831, or email mz@ksco.com. Here's Pat in Salinas. Pat, thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I feel sorry for Roman and, his predicament. But I get nervous for people who have to go ask the legislature for money. And basically, this is a sin tax. You ever remember those, Michael?
Sure, most of those were on cigarettes and alcohol.
Cigarettes and alcohol, and every time the legislature needed more money, they would just bump up those things, right? They never asked for it. And I don't know, I get nervous when a guy in a wheelchair goes before the legislature and says, gee, we really need money. I mean, how are those guys going to say no?
Well, I hope you're right.
A bad position.
Well, no, I hope you're right.
I mean, the legislature can't say no to a guy in a wheelchair.
Oh, no, they told me no last year, and they cut our funding last year, so they did.
You know, I think it makes bad legislation. And,
well, would you rather? You got to think about it this way.
We're the same age, Mike, aren't we?
Hey, wait a minute. Pat, do me a favor and let Roman respond.
So you've raised some good points. I understand. We don't want to be able to hit money up the legislature every single time we have any problem. But when you actually have 53% of all spinal cord injuries for children are because of moving violation traffic accidents, then you have a clear nexus, and you have to go to the people that are hurting children. All right? It just makes sense. And if you don't want to pay $3, then drive safely. Okay? But you know what? And if you're fiscally responsible, which I'm feeling from you, well, then what's more fiscally responsible than being able to save a healthcare national debt that is killing and bankrupting our country? Look at this fact. $1.6 billion every year goes in taking care of people like me who need long-term assistance. I actually don't take government funds because I work at Stanford. I've been lucky. But we only bring in $1.55 trillion in combined personal and corporate income taxes. We will go bankrupt if we don't find a cure. It's the most important thing in the world to be able to find a cure for our economic viability of our state and our country. This is the most fiscal responsible bill you have. Don't even ever touch a general fund. So this is important.
Pat, does that make any sense to you at all?
Well, obviously it does, Mike. I mean, who can say no to a guy with a handicap? You know?
But
it's difficult, but there's all kinds of problems, Mike. And so where do we stop? I mean, next month, next week, we might have a guy who wants more alcoholism funding because alcoholics create all these problems.
Where do you think we should? Where do you think we should stop, Pat?
Well, Mike, they have this thing, this concept called zero-based budgeting, which is really time-consuming.
Okay.
But I don't think the legislators should make laws depending upon what a guy in a wheelchair is sitting in front of them who has a very vested interest in getting this funding system.
Doesn't everybody...
You know, we
doesn't
have
every
a lot
law...
of bad laws in California, Mike. And it, maybe this is the reason why. They don't have the analysis to... They're the analyst.
Okay.
And they don't have the ability to say no. I don't think that... I think government should be changed so you can't have guys like this introducing bills.
Okay.
How do you say no to a handicap?
He's not introducing the bill. He's going through the procedures to do it. Anyhow, Pat, thanks for calling. I don't know what to say except oy vey.
No, I appreciate it. You know what? Well, these people are passionate, and we just have to make them understand.
I don't know what he was saying. I gave him an opportunity to say he should stop right now.
Yeah.
I said, where do you want to stop? Where do you want to draw the line?
Well, I mean,
And he didn't answer my question. Yeah,
no, you're right. If you're fiscally responsible, this is the most fiscally responsible bill in America. We bring back $4 for out-of-state money for every dollar that we give, and we don't even touch general fund. We're creating white-collar jobs. We're creating new taxpayer revenue source to bring in. I mean, this is just so fiscally responsible. It's almost ridiculous. This is the most fiscally responsible law, I think, in the land.
We didn't talk about your family. Let's talk about your family in the closing few moments,
great.
Okay?
Please.
You were injured when you were 19.
Yes.
Are you married to your sweetheart back then?
Yeah, I was very lucky. God, we were only together 9 months when that happened.
What a lady.
She's been just fantastic and over there. And it's a hard thing. I mean, this is something to go through. So, you know, we definitely have our squabbles. But I just so much appreciate what she's done.
And you have how many kids?
We have three beautiful children. The daughter said never would be born, and they're just fantastic. Roman is 13, Jason is 6, and my madam president, my little angel, is 1. And that's Catherine.
Wow, God, yeah. a new one,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah.
How cool! I mean, you've been able to do an awful lot that you probably thought you'd never be able to do.
It's just the only thing you control in life is your attitude. I mean, we might not even be able to make it home on drive home, but you know what? We can control our attitude. So let's be positive and see what could come out of it.
That's great. Well, yeah, Roman, it's been just a delight to have you here on the radio, on the station. Want to put out the website once again. It's RomanReedFoundation.com. RomanReed foundation.com. And it's been suggested that we put out a phone number, and I think it's on the website, but I can't find it.
If you can click on the box AB190, there's a box about right there, the Roman Reed Spinal Injury Research Act.
Okay.
If you click on that, it has a nice template already set up, and also has the email address and phone number to the bottom that you can send it to.
Uh-huh.
It's just we really need our greatest salesman Tom Amiano to come through for us on this.
All right, yes, just surf around. Okay, for co-authorship information, is that what we want, or
because
I do want to put out a phone number before we go off the air.
Yeah, the template on the Roman Reed Foundation would be the best, and we just got a great co-author too. The Assembly Majority Leader Alan Corbett just came out as our co-author, so we're just having great success.
Okay, the Roman Reed Spinal Cord Injury Research Act, aka Roman Reed Law. What is it? Well, it was established to fund needed research for a spinal cord injury paralysis cure. The Roman Reed Law puts state funds into a general fund within the UC system. This general fund grants select scientists the resources necessary for the enablement of groundbreaking research at world-class universities throughout the state of California with the goal of finding a cure.
And it's only in California, so we're creating jobs right here in our great state.
Right. And that's there at the website here at Roman Reed
www.thefoundation.com. Well, we in the closing couple of minutes here, want to give you an opportunity anything else you want to put out? Make sure the audience heard there was something that we didn't cover that you hope we would or something.
You know what? You have done a fantastic job. I've done actually a lot of these interviews, and I really appreciate you giving me this vehicle and to get the message out. Again, like I said, it's worthless. Your greatest message in the world if you don't have the vehicle to get it out. So I thank you for that. And we just must pass AB 190. SMA will be cured. Spinal cord injury will be cured, and we'll create a better California. Just for people, for social and fiscal reasons. It's just too important. We must pass this.
Yeah, keep us informed, okay? Would you give us a call?
I'd love to.
Give us a scoop if something happens.
Sounds good. Absolutely.
Either way, on Thursday, or on Tuesday of this week, which is only 3 days from now.
Yes.
Roman Reed Foundation. I just wish you the best of success, continued success to you, and really hope that one of these days in the not-too-distant future you're going to be walking through that door.
That's right.
And I want to see you be a talk host. I really want to. Have you ever thought about being a talk host on radio or the Internet or something? Because this could sort of help snowball,
what
you're trying to do.
That's a great
You're really
point.
Good at that, too.
I would
seriously consider doing that. Again, thanks very much. It's KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 12 News. Here's Fox. 12 Noon. Here's Fox News.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. In Japan, a newly discovered 9-inch crack in a maintenance pit on the edge of the Fukushima nuclear plant appears to be the source of highly radioactive water that's been spilling into the Pacific Ocean. A plant spokesman says it may have been leaking since the earthquake and tsunami on March 11th. The U.S. sending help.
We're hearing that the United States has now sent in a 50-man advance crew of U.S. Marines to actually help deal with the radioactivity problem. They're specialized in nuclear and radiological issues. They're out of India Head, Maryland. They arrived today. There's about 155 others who are going to join them to actually help the Japanese deal with the problem. But the Japanese actually haven't asked for this help yet. But America is so concerned that it's sending its own people in to be on standby.
Fox's Dominic DiNatale in Osaka, Japan. Also today, Japan's prime minister visited one of the towns devastated by the quake. He's done flyovers before, but this is his first walking tour of the devastation. Vice President Biden and the number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin have both said that progress is being made on a federal budget deal, and that everyone has now agreed on a target number for budget cuts. But they're being directly contradicted by the Speaker of the House.
Allowing a government shutdown would be irresponsible. That warning from President Obama, who adds,
both sides are close, though, and we know that a compromise is within reach.
Senate Democrats go so far as saying a budget plan that cuts $33 billion from current spending levels is on the doorstep. That's about half of the $61 billion preferred by House Speaker John Boehner.
There is no number. There is no agreement on a number.
More than just dollars are at stake. Conservative Republicans also want a budget deal to include policy riders that defund National Public Radio and Planned Parenthood. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
In Libya, a spokesman for the rebels says a NATO airstrike accidentally hit some of the opposition fighters instead of the Muammar Gaddafi loyalists they meant to target. 13 of the rebels were killed, another 7 injured. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
This is Fox News Talk.
Fox and Friends Encore.
Our next guest is one of the most impressive NFL records as both a player and a coach and respected by everybody in and out of sports. Coach Tony Dungy, welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Brian. It's always fun being with you.
Well, I appreciate that. I know you're excited about your book, You Can Be a Friend, but why'd you write it?
Well, my wife, Lauren, and I co-wrote it. We're excited about doing some things, trying to promote literacy, but putting books out there that are not only fun but have a little message about family and friendships, and we're really, really pleased that the response.
Wow, and so far, so You Can Be a Friend. I actually brought it home. My daughter read it. She's in third grade. Read it together. Loved it. Excellent job. You love influencing kids more than anything.
Well, I think that's important. In my last year in Indianapolis, we had very, very poor graduation rates. That all kind of stems back to reading early. That's a message we want to get across.
Coach Tony Dungy, thanks so much.
Don't miss Fox and Friends weekday mornings on the Fox News Channel.
Reach for your pocketbook. The cost of getting from here to there by air is on the rise again.
United and Continental announcing they are raising airfares by $10 per round trip. Oil prices hit a 30-month high Friday after the U.S. and China issued positive economic reports that will likely lead to increased demand. With oil now topping $108 a barrel, airlines are facing higher fuel costs, one of their biggest expenses. They have pushed through at least six broad price increases this year, but the last two failed when some airlines declined to sign on. Jessica Stone, Fox News Radio.
Everyone's okay, but there were some scary moments for the 118 passengers on board that Phoenix to Sacramento Southwest Airlines flight last evening that had to suddenly put down in Yuma after a piece of the fuselage over the cabin broke off and the jet depressurized. Southwest canceling some 300 flights today while it inspects 81 of its Boeing 737s to make sure nothing like that happens again. Well, brace yourself, folks. Mr. Tiger Blood himself may soon be coming to a theater near you.
Charlie Sheen's 20-city roadshow kicks off tonight, but we still don't know exactly what to expect.
Surge forward, Sheen's cadres. Ignition. Liftoff. Bye.
There's been no format released for the show. All we know is it's called My Violent Torpedo of Truth, Defeat is Not an Option. And in a video posted on his website, Sheen encourages his fans to buy tickets.
If you're winning, I'll see you there. Trolls need not apply.
It was recently discovered that the show did not sell out due to fan interest, but that scalpers got the tickets and are now having trouble selling them. Sabrina Sabala, Fox News Radio.
Well, how influential has Bob Dylan been? Consider this. New York's Fordham University Law and Ethics Center is staging a conference this coming Monday and Tuesday called Bob Dylan and the Law that will focus on songs he wrote and sang that deal with what happens to people when the law fails them. Some examples, Hurricane, about the wrongly imprisoned boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter, and The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll, about a celebrated 1963 murder trial. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're tuned into KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. Mostly cloudy, high of 65, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's going to be partly cloudy, with a low of 43. North-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 67, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Out there on the Monterey Bay, there's a small craft advisory in effect through late tonight. And the northwest winds are 15 to 25 knots. The wind waves are 3 to 4 feet with a west swell of 7 to 9 feet at 15 seconds. Tonight out there, the north winds 15 to 25 knots. The wind waves 2 to 4 feet. West swell 6 to 8 feet at 14 seconds. And southwest 5 feet at 15 seconds. And tomorrow out on the Monterey Bay, the northwest winds will be 5 to 15 knots. Wind waves 1 to 3.